Well, we've reached that time of the year again where so many folks enjoy doing just a little bit of traveling, whether it's near or far, to be able to see some of the beautiful fall colors. Fall is one of the best times in Iowa, with some warm days, cool nights, low humidity, very few insects, and of course those brilliant autumn colors for the trees. Thousands of Iowans and visitors each year flock to the countryside to see nature's colorful display of reds, oranges, yellows, and purples on the leaves. So if you're looking for different ways to enjoy Iowa's fall colors, the Iowa Department of Natural Resources has plenty of opportunities there for you. In fact, they have some listings of some fall tourism locations, some of the better places across the state of Iowa where you might be able to enjoy some of the leaf watching. Now, if you're looking for some of the fall color notes, typically the early part of October, last part of September, so right about now in the northern part, the northern third of Iowa is the best time for leaf changing. The first through third weeks in October, so again, right about now is the best time in the central third. And the southern third of the state, it's usually the second through the fourth weeks in October, so the best is yet to come if you're looking around here in our part of the state. Now, what to look for, we have several different popular tree varieties here in Iowa, and they all have just a little bit different coloring when it comes to the fall leaf-changing period. The ash trees, those green ash leaves, tend to turn yellow, but the white ash has more of a purplish coloring to it. The leaves fall after those of the walnut trees, but a little earlier than the oaks and maples. As for the elm trees, the elm leaves turn various shades of yellow, with some turning brown before they fall, and others falling while they're still yellow. With regard to the hickory trees, leaves tend to turn yellow on the hickories and then brown before they fall. The soft maples tend to have leaves of soft silver, and they turn color, but don't turn brown before they fall. The hard maples, those are brilliant flame red hues, and they're the signature of hard maple leaves. The red pigmentation of some of the leaves breaks down before they fall. The bur oaks, well, their buff to yellow colors predominate in bur oaks. The leaves remain on the tree, and they turn brown before they fall. The red oak trees have brilliant red leaves in the fall, though the color is probably not as intense as that of some of those hard maples. And the white oaks have a more subdued purple fall leaf color. The leaves then turn brown, and they often stay on the tree until new leaves begin to grow in the spring. So again, the peak fall coloring typically occurs in northeast Iowa on average during the weekend that's right around October 10th. So we're right in the middle of that time period now. Those peak fall colors, though, as we mentioned earlier, progressively go a little bit later as you go further south here in the state of Iowa. But October obviously is the best time to do that. Now, if you hit the DNR website, another thing that you can find there is a printable map of the fall colors here in the state of Iowa. So if you click on that, you'll be able to see the best fall viewing times throughout the state of Iowa, as we mentioned, from north to south, with that turning just a little bit later. Now, in addition, they put up a weekly fall color report as well. And so if you'd like to kind of see where some of the hot spots are by some of those statewide reporters, they list it by area of the state. That fall color report, for example, the most recent report was just posted on Monday, and here's what it looks like. Around northeast Iowa, they said the fall color season is in full swing in that part of the state. This year's fall weather has been ideal for generating vibrant colors, and the forested valleys are full of colors, so they expect people to get out and enjoy here, especially this week. They said the peak viewing time is right now through the 15th of October. Also in north central and northwest Iowa, they say the colors really are popping right now. The maples are a vibrant red, yellow, and orange. Many shades of yellow are all around. Sumacs are scarlet red. Poison ivy is easy to spot with their yellow to red colors showing through the green surroundings. Cherries are a reddish orange color. Service berries are showing a variety of colors like orange, pink, and yellow. In central Iowa, excellent fall colors are said to be found there. Maples turning bright red. Oaks are starting to show red colors, mixing in with green leaves. Still plenty of yellows from hickory, cottonwood, and walnut, and red colors along the roadside shrubs. Major river valleys like the Des Moines, Boone, and Iowa rivers are at close to 50% peak color, and this fall's weather has been excellent for promoting good colors. They anticipate the peak viewing in central Iowa to be October 15th through the 23rd. For southeast Iowa, they said the uplands are still mostly green with a few yellow in spots, and in the bottomlands, rapidly changing to mostly yellows. Elm, walnut, ash, hickory, cottonwood, and hackberry are turning yellow. Ash and dogwood showing some purples. Urban maple trees were starting to show a variety of red, orange, and yellow colors. Poison ivy and Virginia creeper showing the reds, while the oaks haven't started yet, but there should be more changes here this week, and they anticipate the peak viewing time to be right around October 20th. Now, for those who live in south central Iowa or travel there, they said the peak time will be the third week of October. They said much of the landscape there still green. The drought stress is evident across the area as the sumacs, the Virginia creeper, and the ivy vines are bright reds. Early changing walnuts are nearly done. A few swamp white oaks are starting to show yellows, and maples just starting to change to burgundy and orange. And for folks in west central and southwest Iowa here closer to home, the reds likely completely disappear early this week, along with the early yellows, which puts on the best show in the Central Hills. So expect a lot of yellow this week into next in the Less Hills and the Missouri River bottom. Most prairie flowers are done, but native grasses are changing, and that's adding splashes of wine coloring to the landscape as well. As far as the peak viewing time for west central and southwest Iowa, they said that would be now in the central Less Hills area, and then next week for most of the southern portion in southwest Iowa. So that's the most recent update that they've posted. Now, again, all of that information you can certainly find online. Just go to iowadnr.gov, and you'll be able to immediately find the fall leaf coloring information. Now, you can also find plenty of notes and stuff, too, about the autumn in Iowa. They've got other printouts as well that you can take advantage of in addition to the fall leaf coloring and some of those details too. So you can find plenty of things there that will help you out in finding kind of what you want to find as far as the coloring, the timing, and what parts of the state are the best ones at this point in time. Now, also, there's plenty of other information there as well for folks to enjoy when it comes to the fall colors. In fact, if you'd like to help out with future fall colors, they do give you an opportunity there as well. If you click on the point there that says, "Did you know that fall is an excellent time to plant?" Well, the State Forest Nursery is offering folks an opportunity to be able to receive some bulk discounts. So if you are interested in picking up some of those seedlings, you can certainly do that. They offer some bulk discounts if you order 500 or more seedlings. So if you have some decent-sized property that you'd like to do some plantings, they said you can receive a 5-cent per seedling discount if you order 500 to 999 seedlings, or 10-cent per seedling discount ordering 1,000 or more of those seedlings, and you can find more information there. They have them both for fall and spring delivery, so you can check those out online if you're interested in maybe doing some plantings and helping out for the future of some of those fall colors. Well, pretty much according to that report, we're about right in the middle as far as statewide numbers go for the fall color report, so keep checking over the next few days and the next week or two to be able to find some of those most recent notes. They have several folks out that check out those numbers for them each week, check out the coloring, report back so that they can let everybody know what's going on out there, and find some of those better places. You may have some favorite spots that you like to travel to see some of those interesting fall colors, but again, this is the time of the year, and they are popping pretty hard right now. This spring, fall season has been a very good one weather-wise for the fall colors. So enjoy them while you can, because you're going to be raking them up soon enough.